yeah, you do. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday.
Dog. Wait, can I give you a quick George Carlin quote?
Yeah.
I love this one. Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. That's actually his. I thought it was some quote from some poet in the 19th century. I never realized that is actually a Carlin quote.
Oh, that's pretty cool, dude. He also had another quote. The inventor of the flamethrower at one point probably said, I'd like to see those guys over there on fire, but I'm not close enough to light them up. I probably screwed that quote up. All right, folks, it is 9 o'clock, and we like to do this almost every single night at 9 o'clock when the Dear Gina grad is available to do this. It's News with Gina, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
This is Woolsey with the news.
Here's Gina grad with the news.
Tim.
All right, Shauna Woolsey, our old screener, is buzzing around today. And you guys aren't getting along,
Here's the thing, and I'm going to say this quickly because I know she's not here right now. I think she went to the restroom. I can't handle it.
All right. Calm down, baby.
Okay, just give me one more. Okay.
Easy, relax.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, God.
It's just one day. It's just one.
Shauna Woolsey is a great young lady. She's the screen for us, and we're going to have her on in the next 20 minutes or so. All right, what's happening in the news there, Gina?
Shake it off. All right. Well, first and foremost, the Obama machine is going strong in the race for the presidency. So much so that pop sensation Boy George of Culture Club fame, which I'm sure you're aware, has stepped forward to record a new pro-Obama pop song in the hopes of advancing the Obama campaign.
And fantastic.
Yeah, it really is.
Going to put him over the top.
And we have audio of this new hit.
All right. If I were Obama, I would ask Boy George not to do this.
Yeah, I'm thinking if you like him, Boy, do you really want to hurt me?
All right. Boy George singing about Barack Obama. Hold on to your nuts, gang.
This time must be different. Change is what's happening. Change belongs to you.
There is no time for indifference. Don't you know how truly blessed you are?
Boy, George, you really want to hurt me.
Wow.
Mother's tears fall. Yourself.
What, George?
While others wait.
Happy
so
hour down at the Abbey.
Please forgive
me. Somebody in here that calls horse races.
I'll forgive your lack of faith.
What the hell does this have to do with your election?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
I think we get it.
Yeah. I really want a mojito down at Gold Coast all of a sudden.
You know,
or at Mickey's.
Let me ask Arsenio this, because I have asked several other people, and nobody seems to understand this. But if he doesn't win November, let's say something happens where McCain beats Obama, right? Yeah. It's a possibility. Yeah. They're pretty close. Will they change Yes We Can to Thought We Could?
Oh, that'll be a good bumper sticker to cover the other one up with.
Thought We Could. They should have bumper stickers to cover up old crappy bumper stickers. Like Gore 2000.
Ooh.
There should be a bumper sticker you can cover that up with.
Andre 2000, Outcast. Just put it right over.
All right. Gina Grad, what else in the news there, baby?
Well, in sports news, Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw admitted that he took steroids while playing football in the 1970s. Bradshaw said on the Dan Patrick Show that he did steroids to escape aches and speed the healing process of all of his many injuries. And we have some audio from this recent interview.
All right, here we go. Terry Bradshaw admitting to the roids.
My understanding, my use of steroids from a doctor was to speed up injury, and thought nothing of it. We were taught as athletes, if you could walk and halfway talk, then you played. And that was just the way we took shots. We got shot up. We did steroids to speed, to get away the...
No, I think we get it.
But as far as I understand, it wasn't illegal then, correct? It was not illegal in the 70s.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't illegal.
It not only wasn't illegal, but didn't it come from like the boogers of a dinosaur when he did it? I mean, how long ago was it? That's the oldest steroid story I've ever heard. Terry Bradshaw?
Yeah.
They had steroids?
Jesus. You know, he might be jumping on the bandwagon just to make himself look young.
I did it!
Yeah. It wasn't steroids, it was aspirin.
Blood thinner.
Yeah, all right, well, Terry Bradshaw, that's awfully interesting. All right, anything else in the news there?
Yes, well, finally in entertainment news, longtime actress Jamie Lee Curtis spoke out recently as an advocate for aging women.
Oh.
Yes, and in this piece of audio, Ms.
Who better?
Curtis... Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Ms. Curtis gives us some insights on why women age, and we have some audio of this.
Here we go, gang. Hold on. Everybody ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Here we are.
The reason why we age is to remind us that we don't have time to waste. And I think the problem with people trying to stave off aging is that they're fooling themselves. They may look in the mirror, even though I think they look in the mirror and look like freaks, but they may look in the mirror and go, I look good. Don't think you have forever. It's like, do what you need to do and start it now.
What is that, a PSA for it's over?
It's a PSA for take your top off and trading places.
Wow.
I think it's a PSA for Forest Lawn.
It is. It could be a commercial for Forest Lawn. Yeah. And, but don't they say it's a great time to be silver? Isn't that Centrum or somebody, some vitamin?
Yeah.
It's a great time to be silver. No, it's not.
If you're on Madison Avenue, it's probably a great time. But if you're trying to get some punani, it's never a great time for anything silver. I just cut the one silver hair off my pelvic area because
Is
not. Yes, man, silver.
We should put that on eBay.
If I could find it.
I'll find it.
Wait, just one quick question, Tim. Has your woman ever asked you to shave that special area?
No. But when I'm drunk, she gets a razor out. I pass out. No, I'm not a, I do it in the summer because I like to stay cool. But I have my,
and
September.
And even that's too sensitive for you.
Come September, October, I'll start growing my winter coat.
So it has nothing to do with sexuality
just
when
the
you
temperature.
Shave yours.
Just the temperature, man.
Well, does your wife like it when you do it?
I don't think she's liked anything I've done since the last 5 years.
Since will you marry me? Take this ring?
No, she just tolerates me. All right. What is that? Okay, hold on one sec. Jose in Sylmar, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Jose, how are you?
Hey, you're talking about Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, I take Viagra, all the time. When I'm really uncomfortable to be, after I take the Viagra, I'm very uncomfortably sexually excited for hours and hours after I'm done using it. And now I have a tool kill the excitement. You know what it is?
What's the tool?
It's a picture of Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Very good. There he goes. All right. Anything else in the news there, Gina Greb?
That's what's happening.
All right.
No, no. There has to be more news.
I got a new watch.
That's it. I'll be damned.
I got a new watch.
Oh, you did? What kind of watch?
Isn't it cute? It's a fancy watch.
Yeah.
It's leather and has a gold face.
All right, Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
That was seriously the best $18 I've ever spent.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you 8.5 minutes.
I wonder if I'll ever find my Mr. Big.
I loaded the wrong news ending.
Oh, okay. That's fine. All right, Gina Grad, everybody. Now, Shauna Woolsey is with us, and she used to screen... for this here show.
When I first started hanging out at 97.1 and became a surrogate child of the 97.1 family, she was
sure.
And she had some personal relationship problems. You all might call them problems. I found them to be wonderfully intriguing stories.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, she's sitting in there right now with Gina Grad. Gina Grad went back into to screen in there. And let's turn the mic on there. That's Gina Grad and Shauna sitting in there. Turn the mic in the screeners room.
Oh, yeah.
97.1, can I have your name, please? Okay, Terry. And where are you calling from?
Hey, okay. Gina.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God. Shauna, hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, my God, it's so good to see you.
God, I'm so glad that you've been keeping my seat warm.
What?
Well, didn't Jack Silver tell you? I was only gone for a year. I was on.
Shauna, hold. I'm sorry. Hi, Terry. Yeah, hold on. Thank you. I'm sorry. Wait. Okay. What now?
Jack Silver. He told me to go check out other radio stations and other places.
You know, Shauna, I'm really, really busy. Can we talk about this later? I'm just going to go ahead and screen these calls just real fast.
It's
okay.
Actually, I'm supposed to be.
Okay, that's adorable. Hold on. Okay. Hold on.
Okay,
one second.
Got it.
971. Can I have your name, please? Okay, Pat, where are you calling from?
Oh, Gina.
Okay. One second, Sean. San Fernando Valley. Okay, and what'd you have to say?
I think, did you...
Hold on, Pat. What?
Is that a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Well, you should really, like, put that on... I would put that on the screen, but...
What?
That it's a guy, because, so, you know, it could be a girl.
Do you
girl.
Know any women named Pat?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's short for Patricia.
Right.
Okay. Two idiots.
Thanks, Shauna. Hold on one second.
I think it's really cute, you know, that you do that, but it's
you know what, though, Shauna? Tim doesn't really mind, so it's good. Thank you.
Well, you know, but when I did it, he seemed to mind. He told me, in fact, to do it.
You know what? He's never actually said anything to me,
you know
so
what,
I'm pretty
Gina,
sure it's okay.
You know,
Shauna, what are you even doing here?
Gina, this right, is
if you
my
can't handle
job.
This, why don't you go sit with Randy or Ryan or whatever you call them, you know,
seat.
Before. Shauna!
That's it! I'm out of here!
Tim!
Who's your favorite?
Tim!
Tim! Girls, please! Christ almighty!
I left right, my house to escape that kind
have
of
Shauna
bickering.
Come in here. Girls, please. The two of you have been together for like literally 5 minutes and you can't get along.
Seriously, Tim, one of us needs to leave. Like, I don't care who it is at
Why
this point.
Why are you so jelly
because
bread
she won't
in
get
there,
off
dude?
My, I'm not. Tim, you know when I'm jelly bread and I'm not jelly bread. She just
Gina.
Won't get off my back.
Get
okay, you
here.
Know what? You skank. You don't go and tell me.
Whoa.
I don't think so.
All right, let's not get into...
Tim, I'm just trying to have some fun here.
I know.
Get my
Shauna,
job.
Woolsey, please,
baby,
for God's
baby,
sake.
Baby. Right.
Oh, don't you
gone.
Baby, yeah. baby me.
Yeah. Don't stop with the skank and you
and
know,
the jelly
please.
Bread.
Yeah.
No more jelly bread, please.
All right. Woolsey, it is over for you, darling.
I know, but I love you, Tim.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, so what have you, for people that do remember Woolsey, and a lot of people do, I mean, you keep in touch with a lot of people through MySpace.
Sometimes, yeah.
My wife said to me the other day, she goes, hey, Shauna Woolsey's coming in on Wednesday?
Aww.
And I said, yeah, I forgot to tell you. How'd you know? And she said, MySpace. She has it all over MySpace.
I put a bulletin up.
But, yeah, we really miss you around here, babe. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been working at a bowling alley, which is exciting.
Right.
But,
You left radio to work at a bowling
exactly.
alley?
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ.
Well, okay, so I left.
What do you actually do at the bowling alley?
Well, you guys wouldn't know what it is. It's called pool tabs, which is a form of gambling.
I know what pool tabs are.
Oh, see, there you go. So I basically live off
tips.
You
sell the pool tabs?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to cross off
the
prizes
winners.
When they get it. Yeah.
Nice. You know what's up. So I moved to Connecticut originally, and then I left that job.
You moved to New Jersey, right?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Wait, is this the guy? Is this the guy that used to lay hands on you?
Yeah, it was that
and
guy.
It wasn't
this
religious.
The guy that slapped you around.
It wasn't right. religious.
Right, spit on my face, you know, the whole
this
nine
is the
yards.
The guy who also urinated on your dresser drawer.
That's right, and then blamed it on my dog,
the
which is kind of funny.
The white R. Kelly.
Yeah, so then I moved to Washington to live with my twin brother and my older brother.
How'd that
and
work out?
It was fantastic, yeah. So we're having a lot of fun, and I'm dating a new guy, Alex, very
fantastic.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he doesn't seem... He doesn't seem crazy.
No, he's not. He's a really nice guy.
What's
like
the attraction?
He looked, he smiled, he shook my hand.
I know.
Is the
he,
other
so,
guy.
He is such a big fan of yours. And, you know, okay, so he says, God, Coming to America, that's like my favorite movie. And then he says, can I get a picture with Arsenio? I'm like, no, Alex, be quiet. No, please. I'm like, Alex,
hey,
let's be real.
Now, your ex-boyfriend was totally different. When I met him, he looked at me and he said, you know, you could kill somebody here at night and they'd never find them.
That's exactly what he said.
That's what he
I
said
remember.
Over by the wave. We were standing by the wave.
All right.
That's
if
funny.
You want to say hi to Woolsey real quick, we'll have her on for the next couple minutes or so. Shauna Woolsey, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And so you look good. You look like
thanks.
You know, you've lost this lunatic that you used to date.
Mm-hmm.
Where is he? Back east?
Yeah, he's still in Connecticut.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I remember every single day you had a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say I told you so, but when you met him, I said, stay away from this guy.
You did. It's true.
You met him on your 21st birthday up in Vegas.
Right, the Stratosphere.
Yeah.
Right.
He was a security guard up
right.
there.
Right, yeah. Well, which is funny because I'm dating another security guard.
Oh, good. You like that. Like a guy in uniform.
I guess. Yeah.
All right. And so then he abused you. He hit you. He choked you. He punched you.
Right, yeah.
He kicked mm-hmm. your dog. You still got the dog?
Oh, Babu and Mr. Monk. Yes, I do.
You got two dogs
yeah,
now.
Yeah, very handsome.
All right. And it's nice to see that you've lost the all the craziness in your life. You've grown
well,
up.
Let's be real. I haven't lost all the craziness. I just dumped the guy.
We had Woolsey on. She got drunk one night, and I think we have some audio of it. But she got drunk one night, and Brian Whitman kept saying, "You mean you've lived with this guy for a year now, and you've never had sex?" And she goes. And she, like, bursts out. She goes, "I've been sleeping with him since the first day I met him! I'm just doing it for the year, you idiot!" you got it? All right, we'll try to find it. Woolsey got really drunk. He used to get drunk very easily. You still do?
Yeah.
Like, two or three drinks, and you're gone.
Exactly.
What do you drink, Woolsey? What's your drink of preference?
Well, right now I'm drinking caramel apples, which is really good. Apple pucker and butter shots with
apple
vodka.
What?
Apple pucker.
What is it?
It just tastes like apple.
That sounds like just a recipe for gas.
No,
and,
for
and
throwing
vomit.
Up. Yeah, throwing
so,
up.
Here's some a vomit and a fart coming right at you.
Here's some pre-vomit.
Please,
I'm very angry,
please date me.
Vomit helper, please, this, on the rock.
This is Woolsey when she's completely bombed.
I'm very angry, girl. You know, Chris Carter kind of sucks. I love Chris Carter. He's a good guy. Maybe Todd will get lucky. I don't know.
Oh,
he
man.
He made cookies. It was my birthday today.
I remember how many guys called up and used to call up and threaten your ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he deserved it, so.
Yeah, guys would call up all the time and go, "Woolsey, I'll kick that guy's effing ass."
Right, yeah, and then they never did.
All right, Chris and Gardena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, dude.
Hey. Tim, Arsenio, what's going on?
Hey, dog, what's up?
Everything's cool. Hey, Woolsey, I just wanted to ask you, so how have you been doing, like, as of lately? You know, like, as of lately?
Oh, well, I'm fantastic. I actually just got a job working with 107.7 The End. So, in
Where's
Seattle.
That, in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing up there?
Yeah, I'll be doing promotions.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
cool. Yeah, it's a start.
And I just wanted to say, you know, basically calling in, I just kind of miss hearing your voice over the phone because I've always loved your voice, Woolsey.
Give him your home number, man.
How do people stay in touch with you? Do you want to give out your MySpace?
Yeah, you can find me on MySpace.
What
yeah,
is it?
Just look up my name, Shauna Woolsey. You'll find
me. It's myspace.com/crazybitch.
Right. I like when guys pee on my clothes.
Yeah.
Your ex-boyfriend wouldn't let you come in here with that much cleavage showing either.
He wouldn't. No. But,
he
you know, he's not in town anymore.
Ooh, look at her doing. You see the Wilona thing? She just did a Wilona thing with her neck and a snap thing.
That's right.
What is your MySpace?
It's myspace.com/IHateTheBeatles.
I hate the Beatles.
Right, but T-H-A Beatles.
I hate Paul specifically.
Oh, he's my favorite. He's so handsome.
Cool.
This is how crazy Woolsey is. She stayed in line for 3 days. 2 days? 3 days?
3 days.
3 days,
right.
2 nights to try to get tickets. And you got tickets.
Right.
To see Paul McCartney live at Amoeba Records.
Yes. Yeah.
And we went by and saw her, and she's out there with all the other lunatics. And
it
she
was
seriously thought... And don't BS this here, Woolsey, that you were going to meet Paul McCartney and have his child.
Well, pretty much. I mean, how else could it have gone?
Not with, not with two legs.
You still think that's going to happen?
Eventually. It's going to happen. He's going to see me, and like it'll be one of those moments in a movie where everything stops.
Slow motion.
Yeah, and then he walks to me, and then we
and
walk off.
He gives
off.
You a hacksaw.
Yeah, exactly.
So you take off that leg, and it's me and you.
That's right.
And then you have sex with him.
Right.
And then afterwards, he takes off his mask, and it's Randy Wang.
You cut off a leg for Randy.
For Randy Wang.
Would you cut off a leg for him?
Well, because I paused, there's probably a chance I would
If he was here right now and said, "I'll marry you of your child, I'll give you $100 million, whatever, but you got to cut that pin off," would you do it?
Maybe. Would I get a really cool prosthetic leg?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm in.
It'll be, embroidered. And
sweet. Let's do it.
For that kind of money, I might have to oil up and get a saw. How much money did you say? My nipples got hard for that amount of money you mentioned.
Oh, that's funny.
Jason and Hacienda Heights, you're on with Shauna Woolsey.
We're going to meet.
Hey,
turn down your radio, crazy.
There's your old job skills coming back.
Yeah, I have a question. That's actually a statement, not a question, but...
Make up your mind.
I cannot stand you.
Oh, well, fair enough. It's been nice knowing you, Jason.
Wait. I have something to say. I actually do.
Whatever.
Come on, real quick.
All right.
Okay. I can't stand her because she's just, I mean, she brings her problems to the station. And shouldn't she leave that at home, her personal life? And that's really the only thing that made you interesting.
All right.
I'm so glad that Gina I love you.
Please.
I love her.
Okay.
Hang up on that guy.
Gina's great. I love Gina, too. But,
She didn't bring, in defense of Woolsey, she didn't bring her personal problems to work. We brought them out of her when she came to work.
Pretty much, yeah.
But she's pretty quiet. We dragged them out of her.
As much as I love Gina, I miss the smell of pee.
That's right, Arsenio. I remember you said something about that.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
All right, Woolsey, you going to stick around for a while?
Maybe a few minutes, yeah.
All right, Shauna Woolsey, everybody. Go to her website or her MySpace, myspace.com/IHateTheBeatles.
With an A, the.
T-H-A.
Right, yeah, it's supposed to be a joke.
The
right.
Beatles.
Right, yeah. Right. Ooh, Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by, baby.
Thanks.
Nice to see you.
Paul McCartney.
All right, when we come back, the very
what?
Lovely Taryn Vu is coming in here. Or Taryn Taylor. maybe both of them will come in. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show in Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free
Jelly
FM.
Jelly Bread, Jelly Bread.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pulled me out.
Okay, here we go.